The Clarity Act's fate now rests on Trump's ethics problem. A Cointelegraph analysis, published July 20, 2026, argues that the Clarity Act, the market structure bill, meant to settle how U.S. regulators divide oversight of digital assets, now depends less on its policy merits and more on the ethics questions surrounding President Trump's personal crypto interests. The outlets read, "The odds of a clean passage are not looking great." The framing matters because the Clarity Act is the closest thing the industry has to a durable rulebook. It would draw a line between which tokens fall under the Securities and Exchange Commission and which sit with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, a distinction that has been litigated case by case for years. Turning that into statute is what exchanges, issuers, and custodians have wanted since the last enforcement wave. The conflict that keeps following the bill. The problem Cointelegraph raises is not the text of the legislation. It is who stands to gain from it. Trump's family has moved into crypto through multiple ventures over the past 2 years, and every step the administration takes on regulation now carries the question of whether it serves the sector or serves the president's own book. That perception is enough to complicate the vote math, because lawmakers who might otherwise back a market structure framework do not want to be seen ratifying a bill that enriches the person signing it. This is a familiar pattern in Washington. A policy can be broadly popular and still stall when its most visible champion is also its most obvious beneficiary. The Clarity Act has bipartisan logic behind it, yet the ethics overhang gives opponents a clean line of attack that has nothing to do with the merits of splitting SEC and CFTC jurisdiction. Regulatory limbo has a real cost for anyone building on U.S. rails. The absence of a settled framework is not abstract. It shapes where firms incorporate, which products they launch, and whether they can offer services to American users at all. The United States has watched card issuers, exchanges, and stablecoin operators route around its rules, while Europe moved first with MiCA. Every month, the Clarity Act sits in limbo is another month that answer stays, "It depends." That uncertainty reaches ordinary users too. When token classification is unresolved, providers stay conservative about what they list and how they structure rewards. It is part of why some crypto card programs launch in dozens of markets before the U.S., and why American users often see fewer features than their counterparts abroad. A market structure law would not fix all of that overnight, but it would remove the largest single source of hesitation. Muted market, loud politics. Crypto prices are not treating this as a catalyst. As of July 20, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,821, up 0.3% on the day, with Ether at 1878, up 0.7%. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 36, in fear territory. Those are the numbers of a market-watching legislative process rather than reacting to it, which fits how these bills tend to move. Slowly, with the real price impact arriving only at a vote or a signature, not at the analysis stage. That gap between quiet markets and loud politics is worth holding on to. The Clarity Act's importance is structural, not something that shows up in a 24-hour candle. If it passes in a form the industry trusts, the effect compounds over years through clearer product design and lower legal risk. If the ethics fight sinks it, the status quo of case-by-case enforcement continues, and the cost shows up as opportunities that never launch, rather than a visible sell-off. Cointelegraph's piece is analysis, not a whip count, and it rests on a single outlet's reading of the politics. Treat the odds aren't great line as informed commentary rather than a settled outcome. The concrete facts are narrower. The Clarity Act remains unpassed. The president's crypto ties remain a live ethics question, and the two are now tangled together in a way that makes the bill's path harder to predict.